We are on the bottom line of Daf Yud Beis Omed Aleph.
The Shaila, if a psul occurred with the Kohen Gadol after the Kohen Gadol was makriv the Tomid Shol Shachar, B'shmeinah B'godim, and now you need that the Kohen, we have a nuk, Baskina loy Kohen Acher, so this Kohen Acher will start doing Avodas Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara had a problem, how will you be mechanechem b'kohuna gdoila? He's going to start doing the Avodah with Dalit Big Day Lovam, and the whole year Alt Kohen Hedit he also wore Dalit Big Day Lovam. So how is it Niker that he is the Kohen Gadol? You need, the Gemara held, you need some sort of a chinuch B'teiris Kohen Gadol before he can start doing the Avodah Shem HaKippurim, which is only kosher al yedei Kohen Gadol. Rav Papa said, there's no problem. Avodosai mechanchosai. So Rashi says, Avodah Shem HaKippurim atzmo, she'enok sheira ele b'Kohen Gadol, v'zeh oivdo, he himself is doing the Avodah Shem HaKippurim. Is that alone mechanchose lekohuna gdoila? So this brings him, this is mechanachim lekohuna gdoila. That alone that he's doing avodah shem kippurim is a chinuch that he becomes a kohen gadol al yedei oisa avodah atzmai. Miloi sanye. We learned a baraisa as follows. Kol hakelim she'osa moishe mishichoson mikadashton. The Kalim got a Kedushas Kli Shoris from Meshiche. Mikan ve'elech. But after that, the new Kalim, which were made later, so we see by Kalim that the Shimush alone, B'teiris Kli Shoris, gives it a Din Kli Shoris. So the Shimush alone, B'avoy D'Shem HaKippurim, gives him a Kohen Gadol. Gives him a din kohen gadol. Ochanami avidosai mechanchosai. Let us see what Rashi says. Mishichoson mekatshosom kedersi vayim shochim vayekadish oisom. That was the klishorist and Moshe Rabbeinu was mekadish. Mikan ve'eilech loinim shechu kelim chadoshim shenasim shom. The new kelim which were made, there was no mishiche. Can I read him sechah shvuis? Oysam b'meshiche, and the later kelim were not b'meshiche. Zok the Gemara weiter. We had had before and daf yud beis amad aleph another teretz of the Gemara. The other teretz of the Gemara was, if we will assume that the avnate of the kohen hedyet during the year was shatnes, similarly to the avnet of the Kohen Gadol, which during the year is Zichah Shatnes, if we will assume this, so therefore, then there wouldn't be a problem. So we would have a chinuch of this second Kohen by that he's putting on an avnet that's not Shal Shatnes in Yom HaKippurim, which this is Big Day Kuna Gedoyla. The whole problem, the Gemara says, is if we hold that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot is not Shatnes, it's not like the avnet of the Kohen Gadol Kol Hashone, then we'll have a problem, then we can't be mechanachim b'levishas avnet shel butz, he's wearing an avnet that's not Shatnes, because the whole year Alts Kohen Hedyot he also wears an avnet that's not Shatnes. So in this Shaila, if the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot the whole year was Shatnes or not Shatnes, is a machlokes tanoi. That's what our next sugya will speak about. Ki oso ravdimi oma avnetai shel Kohen Hedyot, Rabbi b'Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon. Is a machlokes Rabbi b'Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon. Chad omar shel kloy, that a whole year the avnet was shel kloyim, v'chad omar shel butz. In one time I held that it was, the whole year it was shel butz, not shel kloyim. So here we are, machloikis, Rebin, Rabbi Elozer, Rabbi Shimon. Now, who holds what? So the Rabdimi didn't tell us. So the Gemara wants to figure it out by themselves. Tistayim, the Rebbe who the Omar shall claim. That Rebbe was the Tana that held that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyit was Shatnes. The Sanye, we learned in Abarais as follows. Ein ben Kohen Godol le Kohen Hedyit. There's no difference between the Kohen Godol and the Kohen Hedyit ela Avnet. The only difference in the big day, the only difference in big day Kohen Hedyit from big day Kohen Godol is the Avnet. Divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Lozer, Rab Shimon Neimer, Afloy Avnet. There's no difference in the Avnet also. Zog the Gemara Amos. This Machloikis, Rebbe, in Rab Lozer, Rab Shimon. If there's a difference between the Big Day Koyin Hedyit and the Big Day Koyin Godel, when are they speaking about? If we're speaking about the Big Day Koyin Godel Bishar Yemoy Sashonet, and we're saying, what is the difference between the Big Day Koyin Hedyit Bishar Yemoy Sashonet? What is the difference between the Big Day Hedyit Bishar Yemoy Sashonet to the Big Day Koyin Godel Bishar Yemoy Sashonet? So to the Ike, there's a tremendous difference. Koyin Godel Mishamish Bishmoyne, the Koyin Godel Bishar Yemoy Sashonet where Shmoyne Begodim, Vehedyit Barbo, and here we have a Machloikis, Rebbe, and Rabbi Loza Barab Shimon, is there a difference? And the whole difference is only Ba'avnait. If we're speaking about the Kohen Godel, Bishayim Ma'isa Shonah, there's a tremendous difference between the Kohen, the Big Day Kohen Hedyit and the Big Day Kohen Godel. Elolav, Yom Kippurim Omrim. They're speaking about Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, the Kohen Godel also wears four begodim. So now we have a machlokes tanoim. Is there a difference between the big day Kohen Godel b'Yom Kippurim and the big day Kohen Hedyit the whole year? Is there any difference? So Rebbe said there's a difference in the Avnet. So what does that mean? The Rebbe says, because the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyit is Shatnes, and the Avnet of the Kohen Godel b'Yom Kippurim is not Shatnes. So we see klar that Rebbe holds that the Avnet is Shatnes. Rab Elozer Barab Shimon says there's no difference whatsoever, because Rab Elozer Barab Shimon holds that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyit is not Shatnes. So he says, so the Big Day Kohen Hedyit the whole year is similar to the Big Day Kohen Godel B'Yom Kippur. So the Gemara loy lam b'shal yemayis hashan. It's not raya. Could be this Berais is speaking about the big day Kohen Godel b'shal yemayis hashan. Ah, you ask the kasha b'shal yemayis hashan. So there's a tremendous difference between the big day Kohen Godel and the big day Kohen Hedyit. The big day Kohen Godel shmoyne begodim. This is abo begodim. So the Gemara answers ubahanoch the shoven. There could be the Barais is speaking about, but there are four similar begodim that the Kohen Hedyit and the Kohen Godel wear during the year. There's four big day lavan that the Kohen Godel wears during the year. And that is a machloikis, is what is the difference between the four big day lavan that the Kohen Godel wears, between the four big day lavan that the Kohen Hedyit wears. So Rebbe said the difference is in the Avnet. So then it would come out Punfakel. So Rebbe is saying that the Avnet of the Kohen Godel during the year is Shatnes, and the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyit is not Shatnes. So he says Punfakel, that Avnet is not Shatnes. And Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon says, no, the Avnet is also the same. So it comes out that Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon says that the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyit is Shatnes. So the Gemara, that means like this. We had a parve memre of Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi said, what material the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyit was made is a machlokes Rebbe and Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon. He did not elaborate what Rebbe holds and what Rabbi Elozer b'Rabbi Shimon holds. So the Gemara wanted to be mevare what each one holds from a baraisa. So the Gemara says, from this Beraisa, you can say Punfakel. So Bekitza, from this Beraisa, you can't prove anything. You can say Rebbe holds that Avnet was Shatnes. You can say Rebbe holds that Avnet was not Shatnes. You have to know what Pshat in the Beraisa is. Let us see Rashi. Ochi Garcine. ki also Rav Dimi omar avneite shel koyin hedit Rabbi Rabbeloza Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon. Legasine b'yom kippurim. They were speaking about the avneit of the koyin hedit. The koyin hedit and chilek ben yom kippurim l'shayom. So the Baraisa said that the only difference is in the avneit according to Rabbi. Amos ilayme b'shayom ayse shone. Shekoyin godol mishamish b'shel kloyim v'koma dachalukim bav natayim d'shel hedyit avutz. So that can't be pshat. The tuvike, that's not the only chilek in the avnei. There's a chilek in the, this is shemayinu begodim and this is abo begodim. Elalavi emakipurim. D'shel koyin godol the boots. Osalashmina the shell had yet the claim. Rabbi's coming to tell us, but the avnet of the Kayan had yet is shatness. So comes out, if we learn this is Pshatan the Baraisa, so Rabbi holds that the avnet of the Kayan had yet was shatness. So the Gemara says, Loyalam Bishal Yemaisa Shonim. The Kayan Godu Bishal Kloim. Vashmina the shell had yet the boots. Udeka amret tuva ike bahanach de shoven. Ba'oison begodim sheshneim shoven bem. The Braise is speaking about in the similar begodim. Deine xoinis michnasim its nefes vavneit. So that they said, ain b'nei mela avneit according to Rabbi. And Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Shimon says that a filo by the avneit is also no difference. Let us see Taisvis. Elo lav b'yom ha-kippurim. So, the first mahalach in the Beraisa was that the Zamachloikis Tanoim, is there a difference between the big day koyin hedyit a whole year and the big day koyin godol b'yom ha-kippurim. So Rabbi said that the difference is that the koyin hedyit has an abnate of shatnes, and Rabbi Lazar Bar Shimon says there's no difference whatsoever. They have the same dalet begodim. So Taisves lepeirish rivo de pirish, ho de gabi koyin godol kosav mitznefes, be koyin hedyit kosav mikbois. The rivo had asked a kasha on tupsukim and chumish. The hat of the Koyin Hedyit is called Mikbois. The hat of the Koyin Godel is called a Mitznefes. Koyin Hedyit is called Mikbois. So why does it have two different names? If it's the same material, the same styles, why does it have two different names? So the Rivo said, Lefi Sheshel Koyin Godel Hoysok Tzor. The hat of the Koyin Godel was smaller than the hat of the Koyin Hedyit. Why was it smaller? Shehoya tzorich lohaniach tfilin v'tzitz. The Rivo, Taisus and Sukedav Hei, is a little bit more elaborate. Taisus and Sukedav Hei says that the Rivo held that what it says that the tzitz was on the metzach does not mean it was on the forehead, it was on his hair. It was where the tfilin are. He brings the Targum says mitzray beinei noihi, just like by tefillin it says beinei necha. So lemaise the Kohen Gadol had to have on his hairline, he had to have a tzitz, then he had tefillin, and then he had to have a mitznefes. So the mitznefes could not be too large to cover completely his head because he needs place in the front of his head for the tzitz and the tefillin. Masha Enkein, a Koyin Hedyit, didn't have a tzitz. He only had tefillin. So Memele, the Mephoshim say, Mika didn't have to wear tefillin. Isaac mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, they say. No, but if they wanted, they could wear tefillin. But Al Kaponim, the Koyin Hedyit, did not need a tzitz. So if the Koyin Hedyit did not need a tzitz, so Memele, so he had more place on his head for a bigger hat. So Memele, his hat was taken bigger, so it covered more area. That's what the Rivo says. Leperish Rivo, the Perish, or the Gabi Koyin Godul, Kosav Mitznefes. Or be Koyin Hedyit, Kosav Mikbois. So the reason of the Shinei Hashem is because there's a Shinei Atzure. Lefi Sheshel Koyin Godul, Haisa Ktsoro. the hat of the Kohen Gadol was smaller. It covered less ground. He had to have on the front of his head tefillin v'tzitz. So after the tzitz and tefillin ended, that's when the hat started. He didn't have a tzitz. So it was a larger hat, so it's called Migboys. Agavuche Taisvus and Sukya says, Afilu, we won't say the chiddush of the Riva. The Riva said Amerdike chiddush, that the tzitz was not al mit, he proved this from this pasuk. The tzitz was not al mitzchoy, because it was al mitzchoy, they could have the same headgear, that has a head style, so al kolchoch, the tzitz was al saray. That was the shtikteir of the Riva. So Taisus and Suki says, you don't have to say this. We could say that the tzitz was al mitzchoy, but they were kosher, the tzitz, with the psilois in the back of his head. So there was a kesher for the psilei hatzitz. There was a kesher of tefillin. So not the front pushed the hat in the back. No, the ksharim in the back pushed the hat in the front. So a benkach, he needed a smaller hat because the back of his head was phenomenal with ksharim. The kesher tefillin and the kesher of the tzitz. So Kapanam Taisa says that the shtik teira of the riva, don't have to go so far to say taka that the tzitz was on the seyo. I feel if the tzitz was on the meitzach, there still was a smaller hat size for the kohen gadol because the ksharim in the back took up more space. So memele, so now Taisa had a more dike kasha. So Taisa is a kasha. The Baraisa is comparing the big day kohen hedyet b'shal yemois hashone to the big day kohen gadol b'yom kippurim. So Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon says there's no difference whatsoever. Rabbi says the whole difference is in the material that the avnet was made out of. What do you mean there's no difference? According to the Rivot, there's a medical difference. There's a difference of what, but the he wore a mitznefes, he wore a mikboys. So Taisa says ain lahak shesim kein leimed do ika b'nayu. The Yeshloimah, so Taisva says, Kivin the Idi, Miminecha, both were made out of the same materials. Af al gav de zure chova vezuk tzora, this is a larger size, this is a smaller size. Like a choshev, that's not a difference that, we're speaking about. If it's different type of big dekuna, it's the same style, and it's a smaller size. So Mamela, this is the difference between a Kohen Gadol and Kohen Hedyot. It's the same hat. So Mamela, that's why he wouldn't make any difference whatsoever. So Taisus asks now another kashi. L'chayre, the Gemara before had a problem. How are you mechanech the Kohen Ha'ivet, the new Kohen, with how are you mechanechim b'kuna gedoyla? Frektach Taisvis, you want to be mechanechim b'kuna gedoyla? Put on his head a kohen gadol, a mitznefes. He never wore a mitznefes. So this is zikha big day kohen gadol. Good, this Barais isn't speaking about the differences, but it's zikha mitznefes is big day kohen gadol. Frektach Taisvis, ulel nami de porich beme bechanchinoi soy leiboy lishnuye bemitznefes. So let's say that's how you mechanach the kohen ha'ivet. We put him on a mitznefes. In his life he never wore a mitznefes. He wore a mikbas. Now he put him on a mitznefes. The whole leichoshiv chinuch. That's also not called you a mechanachim. Kivin de shove name, elish zuk tzora vizur rechova. That's also not called big day Kohen Gadol, even though the Maisa, since it was the same beged, no, it's a little larger, a little smaller, so that isn't called a chinuch b'kohuna gedoyla. L'chayre, alamden could say, l'chayre de kasha feinzach nishton, because, the Kohen Gadol b'yom kippurim didn't have a tzitz, so he could wear a larger size hat also. So what's the kasha? So what's Taisus kasha? Let him put him on a Kohen Gadol hat. The Kohen Gadol also wore a breiter hat, Yom Kippur. So Taisus in Sukkah says no, because the pasuk by Yom Kippurim says a mitznefes. he wore a mitznefer. So the Torah was not mishane his head style and his hat style on Yom Kippurim. Mikol mokaim hoisa ktano ke mitznefer, said, avagabloi hoya tzitzis aloshna taisus and suke, me Yom Kippurim, mikol mokaim hoisa ktano ke mitznefer shol kolashana. Dr. Taisus yakasha, so Taisus says, but that's not considered a chinuch be big day kayin goda, because in Yisod it's the same beged, a larger size, a smaller size, that's not called big day kohuna gedoyla. Let us get back to the Gemara. So before we had a member of Rav Dimi, Rav Dimi had said as follows, that Rav Dimi had said that there's a machloikis Rebbe and Rabbi Lezer Barab Shimon. One holds it has to be shatnes, one holds it the avnate of the kain hedit, one holds it's not shatnes. Rav Dimi did not elaborate who holds what. Ki osa Robin, when Robin came, Robin already told us, made things clear. Oma, Robin said as follows, Avnate shall koin godul b'yoim ha-kippurim divrei hakel shall butz. The avnate of the koin godul yom kippur, it's a posik, it was butz. B'shah yom ha-yisa shone divrei hakel shall kloin, also a posik. During the year, he had an avnate shall shatnes. Loinech lekod is only a machloikis, elo b'avnatei shall koin hedyit. Bein b'shah yom ha-yisa shone bein b'yoim ha-kippurim. Sherebi Oimer shall kloim. He came with a Messiah already. Rebbe holds it shall shatnes. Rabbi Loza b'Rab Shimon Oimer shall but. So he already, Rovin had known already who held what. Let us see Rashi. Ki osa Rovin, bein Rovin l'avdimi zikt Rashi like a midi. There's no machlokes between them. Ela d'ravdimi loy pirish ha'iminai doma shall kloim v'aminai doma shall butz. The Rovin pirish behed ye Rebbe Oimer shall kloim. Sagt die Gemorre, Omar, Rav Nachman, bei Yitzrok, Afanana, Mitonino. So that what Robin said, that Rebbe holds that the Abnate shall koyin had it was sharpness. He says, no, I learned enough in the Bereise that Rebbe Taka holds like this. What is the Bereise? It says, by the mitzvah of Haromes Hadeshin, the pasuk says as follows: V'lova shakoyin midoy vad, u'michnes evad yilbash al besoroi. Now there's a kash in this pasuk. The yilbash is extra. It should have said V'lova shakoyin midoy vad, u'michnes evad al besoroi. It was speaking about lovash. It said, well, he's loivish midoy vad ksaynes. He's loivish the michnesayim. So why does he have to say, when it comes to the, an extra yilbash? It says already that the lovash is going on all the begodim, which is mentioned late in the posik. So the yilbash is iberik. Tanina, al besoroi, it would be sufficient to say, al besoroi without the yilbash. Ma talmud loy me yilbash. So why does it say yilbash? Lahavi mitznefes va'avneit la'romes hadeshen divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda said, because the pasuk is very misleading. The pasuk says you put on two big dekune. The lovash midei vad, you put on the ksoines. U'michnesei vat, and you put on michnesayim. So I would think for romes hadeshen, tzaren avoy de gemure, so two big dekune are sufficient. So the pasuk says, yilbash, you should put on a levisha kamoyu. Just like I mentioned two begodim, she puts on another two begodim, she puts on the mikboys and the avnet. Lahavi mitznefes va'avnet la'romes hadesh. That's what he says. So the Yubash is coming to tell us that la'romes hadesh is an avodah gemurah which needs all big dekune, so he has to put on four big dekune. Rabbi Doisa Oimer Lohavi Big Day Koyin Godol B'Yoyim HaKippurim Shein K'sheirim L'Koyin Hedyit. Rabbi Doisa is a Gzeira Shove. Here it says Michnes Eivad Yilbash Al Besorei by Aromas Hadeshin. It says also, I think the same Eloshin, Michnes Eivad Yilbash Al Besorei by the Koyin Godol by Avodah Shein HaKippurim. So we learn out Yilbash Yilbash, so we learn out that a Kohen Hevyet is permitted to wear Big Day Kohuna Gdoila. That's what the Yilbash is coming to tell us. Lahavi Big Day Kohen Godol B'yayim HaKippurim Shein K'sherim L'Kohen Hevyet. That a Kohen Hevyet is permitted to wear Big Day Kohen Godol Shal Yayim HaKippurim, he's permitted to wear it during the year. That's what Rabbi Doise said. Rabbi Yoimer, so Rabbi was chaylik on Rabbi Doise. He said, "Shtei tshuvas bedova." I have two kashas on this limud. Chod, how could a kohen hedyet wear big day kohen gadol shel yom kippurim? Davneite shel kohen gadol b'yom kippurim leizehu avneite shel kohen hedyet. The avnate of the Kohen Gadol was boots. The avnate of the Kohen Hedyet was shatness. So how could the Kohen Hedyet wear Big Day Kohen Gadol b'yom HaKippurim? So here, this is the Rebbe. This is Anegelonu. That the Gemara Barai. So we see Rebbe holds clear that the avnate of the Kohen Hedyet was shatness. That's the Raya to Robin. For oit, then he has another kasha. Begodim shenishtamashto behen kedusha chamure, tishamish behem kedusha kala. He says, how could you use these begodim? They were used for avoidis koyin godl b'yayim HaKippurim, so they should not be used for avoidis koyin hedyet. So, they can't be. Now we have a problem, there's an ibrke yilbash. Elamat almud loy me yilbash l'rabois es ashchokim. There's a ribui that you don't need new begodim, that shchokim, used begodim, are also permissible. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, afana nami tanina, the Rebbe Yehuda Omar shel kloim, Rebbe is the one that says that you can wear, that the avnet of the Kohen Hedyet was shatness. Al besore, gabi trumas hadeshen, ksi, velova shakoyim midevad, michne seivad, yilbash al besore. Vahavalei le michta ve michne seivad al besore. Toksi, bereishe dekro, velova. In the beginning of the posik, it says, velova shereim. So the yilbash is ibrik, ma tamad loy me yilbash lovi mitznefes vavneid. That it's coming, that's Rabbi Yehuda says, is coming to tell us that, that he has to wear four big dekunim. Mishim d'leik siv elami deva, the michnasayim. U michnasayim, some would be better. D'leik siv elami deva, u michnasayim. Kosav yilbash, lalam doch shiavoy degmur, tzricha bo keilim. Rabbi Doisa ima lohovi abo big day kohen gadol sheshimish bem lefnim b'yayim HaKippurim shekshayrim lehedyet kol yemois hashone sheloi toima v'nicham shom. What is this? The chiddush is he shouldn't say that even though it says by big day kohen gadol v'nicham shom sheituni gneize that they're not usable anymore. No, v'nicham shom means elo shlo yishtamish bem l'yayim HaKippurim macha. The kohen gadol cannot use them for next year's avodah. But they can still be used for avoidus kohen hedyet. So Rabbi said, avneite shel kohen gadol b'yom HaKippurim, lois avneite hakor shel hedyet, shrei hu shel butz, ude kohen hedyet, kol hayomim dekloim. Es ashchokim, so what's the yilvash? That shchokim are good. Sha'af ashchokim ksheirim la'avoideh. And it's kosher. So we learn out from this posik, Yilbash, that shchokim are kosher. V'ani shamati, I heard a pshat, not that the posik is telling us a hechsher, the posik is telling us a chiyuv. That by haromes hadeshin, you should use shchokim. That haromes hadeshin is machayiv shchokim. V'ani shamati lohovi shchokim davke. You should use davke shchokim. Mishum begodim shebishol behem kedeira l'raboi, lo yimzoik behem kais l'raboi. So memeila, you should not use the new begodim for trumas hadeshin. You should use the older begodim. Ve'nire be'inai. So Tais Rashi disagrees. The bishlam megabi haitzos hadeshin. This vore, begodim shebishol behem kedeira l'raboi, lo yimzoik behem kais l'raboi. This Maimah Chazal was said by Heitzoah Sadeshin. Mipnei Shabgodim, Misbazim, Umislachlechim Bem. You're working with a lot of Deshin, and therefore, the Begodim usually got dirty. So Mameila, there is a Svare that you should use Begodim Gruyim. Avo Truma Sadeshin, She'einai Elam Oloi Machto Liyoyim, Kedem Rinim Emesechus Tomid, Ve'ein Shom Lichloch Begodim, so Yizicha can say it's a chiyuv. No, pshat is that it's a heksha that you can use begodim shchokim for a kain is permitted to use begodim shchokim even though they're not chadoshim. Let us just see a little further the Gemara. Ba'ozdo Rabbi Doise letamei. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Rabbi Doisi Oimer Shalo Yishtamish Bem Yom Kippurim Acher. That Rabbi Doisi says, no, doesn't need Gnize, but the Kohen Gadol should not use them next year. That's Vehinicham Shom. Get new Begodim for next year's Avodah. But they do not need Gnize, so therefore a Kohen Hedyot would be permitted to wear them. Ochi Garcinen, the Trashi was the Rabbi Doisel at Amei, the Sani Vinicham Shom, Gabi Big Day Makipurim, Ksi, the Poshid as Big Day Aboda, Shalovash, Vavoya La Kodesh, Vinicham Shom. Let us see Taisvis, the Taisvis, Yilbash Le Rabbis Hashchokim. The Itzterich Kro, why do you need a Ribui to say that Shchokim Akosha? The Leiteime, you shouldn't say. Kehei Dimitush Toshim. If you have faflek the begodim, oy mikel royim, or you have torn begodim psulim, bepel shiny desvochim, dersivu, because by big day kun it says you need begodim lekovid also for us. Och inam ishchokim livsulu, deinani is bemokim ashiris. Vishal kedai toch de bechol shone yasu begodim chadoshim. You should have to make begodim chadoshim. You can't use shchokim. I would think that this is an inferior beged. It's a felt and covered a tiferes, and it's equivalent to metushtoshim ay mekoyroim. Kamash melon that no shchokim is not is covered a tiferes. Begbeis dezvachim tanya mishulchokim ksheirim, mishulchokim ksheirim bekosha. וזה משמה כגרסס רשי, דאיצח השמינת אפילו שחוקים קשיירים, not as a chiyuv to wear שחוקים, but at a kosher. The Ritva brings down a shita, from Rashi would seem, שאף השחוקים קשיירים לעבודו, that there's no special din in the Trumas Hadeshen, שחוקים קשיירים לעבודו, the Torah grad said this halacha, by Trumas Hadeshen, but it's Lemal Lemeire. Trumas Hadeshen isn't different than any other Avoide. So La Loche, Shchokim is kosher by everything. The Ritva wants to make a pshore, the Ritva wants to say that Shchokim, not like the second Pshat and Rashi, there's a chiv to wear Shchokim, but he wants to say by all Avoides is a mitzvah lechatchile not to wear Shchokim, but by Haromis Hadeshin, there's no mitzvah lechatchila. You could wear lechatchila shchokim. That's the pshore of the Ritva. Let us see the Taisvis Yishonim. Rovin was mevayer the shittes in Avneit. So Rovin said as follows: Avneit is shalkayin godel, yem kippur is boots, shayim is yishon is kloyim. Nechko ela bavnete shel koyin hedyet bein bishay yemeis hashona bein biyoyim akipurim. The machloikis tanoim is what the avnate of the koyin hedyet is bishay yemeis hashona and yoyim akipurim. So now there's a big problem over here. Well, since when did the koyin hedyet do avoid the yoyim kippur? There was a machloikis. What was the avnate of the koyin hedyet yoyim akipurim? So Taisves Avnate Taisves Yishonim Avnate Shal Koyin Hedyet Bein Biyom Kippur Bein Bishayim Ayis Hashon Vim Toima Koyin Hedyet Loma Loy Avnate Biyom Kippurim. What would he say? He's an Avnate. He doesn't do anything Yom Kippur. It's a day off. יש לוימה שצורך לוי לשני גזרי עצם. לשני גזרי עצם, that was kosher בקוין הדית. אינמי להפך בצינוירה. Or not, community להפך בצינוירה. We learned yesterday that the eivore hatomet that were burning on the mizbeach, so if you're mahapach betzinoire, that's called akiruv avoide. It's akiruv avoide. So that is true, but it's an avoide that is not necessary. You don't have to do it. But if you do it, it needs kohune. So if a kohen gadol does this avoide, but doesn't need a kohen gadol to do it, it's an avoide. A zor is not permitted to do this avoide. So a kohen gadol that does this avoide has to do it with shmeina begadim. So therefore that would be a chinuch for the kohen ha'oved, that he would have to put on shmeina begadim in order to make this avoide. Because al kohen gadol he needs shmeina begadim. A kohen hedyit would do this avoide, he does it with dalet begadim. So now the shaila is, so what kind of avnet does the kohen hedyit wear? So the Moshe says, machlokes, if you wear an avnet shel shabnes, or an avnet butz, that's totally what the avnet was for the whole year. V'rivo perish, she kohen hedyit yochel lavoid trumas adeshen. Now the kohen hedyit can make the trumas adeshen also. Midachoshev lekamon. Hey, Tvilois, Viyud Kiddushin. The Gemara reckons ois. All the Tvilois and Kiddushin, what the Kohen Gadol made. Lechoshev Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim Shal Trumas Adeshen. What's with the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim of Trumas Adeshen? Afa Pisha Yitzorich, Trumas Adeshen needed Kiddush Yodayim. Kemoshe Shanina Beperikam Mishnadale de Tomid. Emrinami Lekam Beperik Sheini. Beduchti Tuve. ובפרק שני דזבוכם כדי שעודו ורגלו ותרומס הדשן. Number one. And number two, אסנא נמי לקאמון בפרק שני דיני פיוסס, the pious that was in the יום הכיפורים, between, ואילו ישייך ביום הכיפורים, if the kohen hedyit can't do anything in יום כיפור, לא מילי לשם לשום דיני פיוס, לשמה מינו שישם פיוס ותרומס הדשן. מיו קושה לרבינו רבל חונון, דסנן לקאמון בפירקן, בכל יום היותר מהם, it says when they started, בים הדרום הסדש, הם כיפורים מחצויס, מפורש שם טעם משום חושה דקוין גודל, since the Kohen Gadol had a long day in front of him, is some amela, so he started דרום הסדש ממחצויס, מקמין עלי מחצויס. So a male of Eistois, the Kohen Gadol did it. Now it's a little vergreist. Either the Taisus Arosh or in the new Taisus Yeshana, they bring down Eistois, the Kohen Gadol had to do it. That's why they started from Chatzos. So Bujeva Kasha, so why doesn't it mention the Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim of the Trumas Hadeshen. So Teretzis, Zuh Hois Avoides Laila, is only speaking about the Kiddushim that was needed for the Avoides Hayoyim. Trumas Hadeshen was Avoides Halaila. So he doesn't speak about that. That's what he says, that's why it's not mentioned. The Ritva brings down a Moiridike Ramban, that the Ramban said that what you need, a Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim, is only for the Avoides Hayoyim. The Tmidim, a Kohen Hedyit could also be Makriv. That's what the Ramban says. The Ein Choyve B'Kohen Gadol Ela B'Avoides Hayoyim Mamish. Avol tmidim v'avoide shel kol ha'yoyim k'sheiris b'koyin hedyit. That's a moridik ha'chiddush. So that's why there was a pious, and that was, he could, and that's why you have to know what avnei to koyin hedyit wore Yom Kippur. He was able to do the shar avoides. Zuktais v'zvaita l'rabbeis es ha'shrokim v'chegoin sh'loi nikru. Speaking about that, the Oyski Ribbon of Begodim, but they're not torn. The same Pekshen, this Vachem, Oyu Begodim, Mikoreim, Tushtoshim, ועובד אבידוסי פסולות, דור ישנה מיוסם בת שישל בוץ, בת שיחדושים. אבל היינו לך תחילה. אבל בדיעבד, זאת איסלנס קשירים אינס בדיעבד שחוק עם הגוד. בקרוא עם הפוסל, שחוק עם הגוד. סוקטויס ויס, אבל לא ידינן מוסי הם מקרי שחוקים. אתה איסלנס, when is it called שחוקים? You need ממש each year to this, so the Pesach is a Mavai, I think maybe the Tesarosh is Mavai a little better. Maybe you need, each year you have to buy new begodim, or you have to look back at the quality of the begad itself. So the Tesarosh did not know when it falls into the category of Shchokim. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu Rabbonu, Iraboi Psu, Uminu Acher Tachtov. That the Kohen Gadol became possible, and the Maman is someone else. Now, what happens after Yom HaKippurim? Rishon Chozer Avedosai. The first one goes back to his Minoy, his Vayta Kohen Gadol. Sheini Kol Mitzvahs Kohuna G'dayla Olam. The Sheini is also a Kohen Gadol. That means he's also all the Isurim of a Kohen Gadol. He got elevated already. He's a Kohen Gadol. He's also Balmone, he has to marry a Psula, he's also Bebula, and Prima, and Priya. He's not Metamal HaKoyvim, he is a Kohen Gadol. He does the Avoid, he has to do it B'Shmein HaBegodim, he became a Kohen Gadol already. Kol Mitzvahs, Kuna G'day La'olav, Divrei Rav Meir. Rav Yaisi Yoyim HaRishin Chayisa La'Vedosim. That's true, the first one goes back, he's the Kohen Gadol. Sheini, he gets, retires. Einei roi loy lekayin godl, he can't do avoid alts kayin godl, v'loy lekayin hedit. Oma Rabbi Yosi, maisi bi Yosef ben Alam mitzipayri, shira bai psul bekayin godl, uminu tachto, and they were memane him, they made him, he did the avoider. Babu chachomim, rishen chayzel avidosoy, sheni einei roi loy lekayin godl, V'loy l'koyin hedyet. Why not? Koyin godo mishum eve. That means that if there'll be another koyin godo, this will bring about a sinem between the first koyin godo and him. There's a psazoi. So we don't put the first koyin godo in such a predicament. Koyin mameila, so he can't do the avoid out. That means like this. Minatayr is a koyin godo. And we'll see, he has the chumas of a kohen gadol zichas, he can be metame, the lekoivim, but to do the avoda b'shmeina begodim, b'shem eve, this could bring about a sinne, so memele, we don't let him do the avoda. Kohen hedyit, no, zolazach, let him do the avoda alts kohen hedyit, b'shem alam b'koidish v'loi meridim. Rebeke b'koi heye, since he was once a Kohen Gadol, is Lay Meridim. So Memele, he doesn't do the Avoid anymore. Omar Rabbe Bar Bachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Haloche Ke Rabbi Yis, be Paskin like Rabbi Yis. Now what? That he doesn't wear Shemayne Begodim, and he doesn't do the Avoid Bar Bov Godim. Umoide Rabbi Yis, Shim Ova Va Ova, Davidose Ksheire. But, if he went and did the avoide b'shmeine begodim, so the avoide is kosher. He's a kohen gadol. He needs shmeine begodim. L'chatchila, we prefer that he shouldn't do the avoide b'shmeine begodim. But yeah, it's a kosher avoide. Omar Rabbi Yehuda Mara aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. Nachav aloche ke Rabbi Yosi. Umoide Rabbi Yosi. She meis rishain. If the first kohen gadol died, shechoyzel avoidosoi. That the second one does avoid which meine begodim. Like the Gemara Pshite, Nefashteitzach. I mean, there's no Eve anymore. Now he's Baalma the Kshayit, the first Kohen Gadol. Is Ma'ad the Taima Havile Tzore Mechayim, Kamash Malon, as Nitazai. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Kol mitzvah kohuna gdoi la'olav, loy peireya v'loy peirem, v'ene mitama l'krivim, v'muzer ala amone, v'mishamish b'shmeine begodim. Einei roi, kloyme einei mishamish b'migdosh, loy b'shmeine kekoyin godov, loy ba'bo kekoyin hedyim.
שאם עובר ועובץ, רגבור עשה את הרבי יויסי ישבוידה. דבידי דעבוידה בשמיינם גודם ככהן גודל, אבל לא סגשייך, לא כהן גודל. אל דום רבון עולה להשתמש, ישנדו דעבוידה משמיידה, אבל בעבו ועדה פסולה. דעבו להיחוסה בגודם, דלת בגודם יקנטו, אותה כבי איזה דין זור, בקוסי זה מחוסה בגודם. שחויזר שני לעבוידוסוי, לכהונה גדולה. Now it's very interesting, it seems as a machlokes harishonim, what is pshat shechoizer sheini laveidosai? Rashi says, choizer laveidosai, lekehune gdoila. So the Tosfos HaRosh says, what does that mean? Perish. Leshamish bebeches begodim. That means, till now, when he wanted to davoide, so there was a shema by the door of the Beis HaMikdash, I'm sorry, you're not eligible to do the Avodah. As soon as the Kohen Gadol died, he wants to go and do the Avodah. Chalakovit, come and do the Avodah, with Shemayne Begadim. That means, Chayzer, Shechayzer, Sheini, La'Avodosai. V'loi, Sheyehei Kohen Gadol, Yesh Acher, Sheroi, Lekach, Yosem. It doesn't mean that he'll become Kohen Gadol. To someone, that, who's going to become the new Kohen Gadol, is not a parasha. That will decide who's going to be Kohen Gadol. But he has a din Kohen Gadol that needs Shemayne Begodim, so calls him on the first Kohen Gadol was alive, he wouldn't let him do the Avodah. Now that the Kohen Gadol died, is Chayzer Sheini Lavoidosri Lekunek Deila, that's all. That's why I'm the Loshna Gemara is Meirdik Beduyik. Interessant, the Loshna Rambam, Perikav Loche Gimruch Savodim Shem Kippurim, the meis horishen ze hasheni mismane tachto. From the Rambam, it would seem that he learned that he becomes the Kohen Gadol, even though there's no other priorities. He becomes the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara asked, what is the Chiddush? What's the Chiddush that if the first Kohen Gadol dies, what is the Chiddush? That he can do the Avodah. That we should not let him do the Avodah of Kohen Gadol after the first one will die. The Amrit Yishamish Achav, if you say he's permitted to be Mishamish Achav, Havalei Tzora Mechayim. Ke Isha Shehi Tzora Lechavota, the Omar Zem Mitzapei Mosa Yomis V'Yishamesh Hu. That means that alone, that he has a potential to do Avodas Kohen Gadol after the Mises Harishon, so this alone will bring about an Eivah. So the first Kohen Gadol will look at him that he's saying, Mosa Yomis V'Yishamesh Tachto. Kamash Malon T'loi Chayshinon. That if a Zoyvite is no Eivet, if he'll do Avoide Bechaye HaKoyen Godel, then there's Eivet. But to do Avoide, that will be able to do Avoide Lachem Isosai, that does not create Eivet.